Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Marcus Semien. Batting second, the shortstop, Bo Bichette. Batting third, the designated hitter, Vladimir Guerrero. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Teoscar Hernandez. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Randall Grichuk. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Rowdy Tellez. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Lourdes Gurriel. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Joe Panik. Batting ninth, the catcher, Reese McGuire. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Ross Stripling. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the designated hitter, Cesar Hernandez. Batting second, the shortstop, Ahmed Rosario. Batting third, the third baseman, Jose Ramirez. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Eddie Rosario. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Harold Ramirez. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Josh Naylor. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Owen Miller. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Jake Bowers. Batting ninth, the catcher, Austin Hedges. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Aaron Civale. And now, play ball. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Semien hits a fly ball into right field. That will be extra bases. Semien is safe at second with a double. Bo Bichette is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bichette hits a fly ball towards left. Rosario makes the catch for the out. One out. Vladimir Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a line drive deep towards right. Naylor is there to make the catch. Semien moves to third. Two outs. Teoscar Hernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hernandez hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Hernandez is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cesar Hernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hernandez hits a fly ball towards left. Gurriel makes the catch for the out. One out. Ahmed Rosario is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rosario hits a pop-up, foul, behind the plate. McGuire makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ramirez hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Ramirez is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Randall Grichuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grichuk hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Grichuk is out. One out. Rowdy Tellez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tellez hits a ball towards third. Ramirez can't make the play in time. Tellez gets a base hit. Lourdes Gurriel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gurriel hits a ground ball to short. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rosario strikes out swinging. One out. Harold Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ramirez hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Ramirez is out. Two outs. Josh Naylor is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Naylor hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Owen Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ground ball towards short. Bichette throws to second to get Naylor. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Joe Panik is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Panik hits a fly ball, base hit into left field. Reese McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Panik moves to second. Reese McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McGuire bunts down the third baseline. Ramirez scoops up the ball and throws to first for the out. Panik moves to third. One out. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Semien hits a ball towards third. Ramirez can't make the play in time. Semien gets a base hit. Bo Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bichette is 0 for 1 in the game. Bichette hits a ground ball towards second. Miller throws to second to get Semien. Bichette is on first. 2 outs. Vladimir Guerrero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guerrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerrero hits a ground ball towards short. Rosario throws to second to get Bichette. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bowers hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Panik makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Austin Hedges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hedges strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Cesar Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Panik makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Teoscar Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. Randall Grichuk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grichuk is 0 for 1 in the game. Grichuk strikes out swinging. 1 out. Rowdy Tellez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tellez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tellez hits a drive into right center field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 3-0, Blue Jays. Lourdes Gurriel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gurriel is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurriel softly hits a ground ball towards the mound. Civale throws to first, and Gurriel is out. 2 outs. Joe Panik is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Panik is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Panik hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Panik is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Amed Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rosario is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosario hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Panik makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. Ramirez is on with a walk. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rosario is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosario hits a fly ball towards left. Gurriel makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harold Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball towards left. Gurriel makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Reese McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 0-for-0 in the game. McGuire hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and McGuire is out. One out. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Semien is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Semien hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Semien is safe at second with a double. Bo Bichette batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bichette is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. That is ball 4. Bichette is on with a walk. Vladimir Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerrero hits a ground ball to second. Miller steps on second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Josh Naylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Naylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Naylor hits a drive into right center field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 3-1, Blue Jays. Owen Miller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Miller is out. One out. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bowers is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowers hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Bowers is out. Two outs. Austin Hedges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hedges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hedges strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Teoscar Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a line drive deep towards left center field. Rosario is there and makes the catch. One out. Randall Grichuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Grichuk is 0-for-2 in the game. Grichuk hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Grichuk is safe at second with a double. Rowdy Tellez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tellez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tellez hits a fly ball towards left. Rosario makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lourdes Gurriel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gurriel is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurriel hits a fly ball towards left. Rosario makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rafael Dolez replaces Ross Stripling as pitcher. Cesar Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball towards left. Gurriel makes the catch for the out. One out. Ahmed Rosario is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rosario is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosario hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez hits a fly ball towards right. Hernandez is there to make the catch. Two outs. Eddie Rosario batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rosario is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosario hits a fly ball towards center. Grichuk makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Indians 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Joe Panik is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Panik is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Panik hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Santiago Espinal pinch runs for Joe Panik batting 8th. Reese McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. McGuire is safe at second with a double. Espinal moves to third. Phil Maton replaces Aaron Civail as pitcher. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Semien is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. That is ball 4. Semien is on with a walk. Bo Bichette is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bichette is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bichette strikes out swinging. 1 out. Vladimir Guerrero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guerrero is 0 for 3 in the game. Guerrero hits a fly ball towards center. Ramirez makes the catch for the out. Espinal scores. McGuire moves to third. That's a sacrifice fly. 2 outs. It's 4-1, Blue Jays. Teoscar Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jordan Romano replaces Rafael Dolis as pitcher. Santiago Espinal moves from pinch runner to third baseman. Teoscar Hernandez moves from right fielder. Harold Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. To left fielder. Jonathan Davis replaces Lourdes Gurriel as center fielder batting 7th. Randall Grichuk moves from center fielder to right fielder. Ramirez hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Ramirez is out. 1 out. Josh Naylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Naylor is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Naylor hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Owen Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bowers is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowers hits a fly ball towards left. Hernandez makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.